Corey moving on to a school, going to North Carolina, a long ways. But what a great senior year she had for you. She was your big hitter for the year, wasn't she?
Yeah, definitely our go-to when, you know, in the front row as far as arm swings and kills. That's where we went most of the time. Most of the teams doing that. So she did a good job of getting kills, working around a lot of blocks that she saw. So, yeah, going to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So she kind of last summer had told me she kind of wanted to get out of Nebraska, get mm-hmm. away. So she kind of accomplished that goal, get away. It'll be a nice time for her to go, you know, get away from, you know, the home state and go and venture a little bit. So
school record holder of kills in a game. I'm not for sure as far as kills in a season, a career. You could probably tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so she is our school record holder for a game. Season, she fell just a little bit short. And then career, she's short on career, too. I don't have, like, a top 10 list, but I'm sure she would be in the top 10 in McCooks and kills history. Right. You know, that data's kind of not there. Sure. But I guarantee you she's top 10, if not top 5, in career kills at McCook.
And for you, she had to kind of play a six rotation. She played all the way around at times, a lot of times for you, didn't she?
Yeah, you know, her senior year, she played all six rotations. Junior year, she was just front row most of the year. And she kind of asked, you know, in the previous year, what do I have to do to become six rotation? And gave her the goals, and she made it. And she was really, you know, I think she was second on the team in digs or third on the team in digs for us this year, and played a really good back row there as well. So
I know you always, that's your goal, is to already see your kids go on to schools, whether it be a JUCO school or a four-year school. That's the goal for being a head coach. Let's move on, see what you can do at the next level.
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to have players go on to the next level, show what they can do, show what they've learned, you know, from their youth coaches all the way through high school, club coaches, everything like that. So it's nice to see them move on and, you know, go represent their hometown and their family at their new school. So
I know for you the winter months are kind of off, but you're getting ready your spring and your club teams, you're starting to get that organized, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, we've got 12 teams for the spring for that, and getting that organized, getting schedules, getting practice schedules, mm-hmm. everything ready to go, and trying to get that done before I have a kid in January so that I don't have to be, I'm the director, but I'm not coaching this mm-hmm. year, so just so I get some of that stuff done, but have a good group of coaches and good group of girls playing for us. So
wow, 12 teams, that's a lot for, you know, we think an area like this, that's probably ranging from younger kids to some older kids, is that right?
Yeah, that's 10 and under to 17 and under. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, no, we got a lot of teams there. We had over 150 girls try out that day, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, so a lot of your high school girls, from the freshman through the senior class, hey, they're going to be playing a lot of volleyball this spring, aren't they?
Yeah, they get an opportunity to play in quite a few tournaments and stuff like that, so.